We're glad you're here today, Jane.
Thank you so much.
I've seen just a few of your paintings, but my goodness, you have been working at being a painter a lifetime, haven't you?
Well, for some, it would sure be a lifetime. I hope it's not my full lifetime yet.
You seem to be drawn to the landscape, and I understand that you paint en plein air when you can.
Every opportunity I have to paint plein air, I do. But primarily, I guess most of my body of work is done from photographs I have taken different places.
I understand that you use very thick paint.
I do use my palette knife a lot. I enjoy doing that. It gives you a lot of freedom. I think I've gotten some pretty good effects in some of my paintings from using the palette knife.
You appear to make excellent decisions about land formations. I mean, you can tell what you're looking at is a very specific place. How did you acquire that, or were you just born with the ability to do that?
Oh, I don't think anybody's born with that ability, and I'm not sure that I even have that ability of which you speak, but, you know, I have taken a lot of classes, and it's like sort of like a photographer, you know, learning to see what they want to focus on. And you have to decide what the important element is that you're wanting to capture.
You travel to some very fine places to paint outdoors.
Well, I have, and I had a wonderful experience in southern Italy, in Tuscany, a few years ago. And then I have used a lot of photographs from that occasion where I was there for taking a painting workshop. I'm preparing to go in September and October for about 3 weeks to France, and I'm once again taking a workshop from the same woman from whom I took in Tuscany, and I'm taking it from her in Provence.
You're going to Provence and spending 3 weeks in a painting workshop. That sounds like heaven.
Well, actually, it's not all. I'm spending a week in Paris, and then I'm going to travel Provence with some good friends for about 3 or 4 days, and then the workshop is for a week. I went to Provence year before last, so a lot of these places that we will return to see again, and I'll, you know, be able to photograph a lot of places that are quite lovely.
Your paintings are full of joy.
Painting makes me very happy. I have quite a bit of time by myself because my husband passed away a few years ago, and I had been taking painting for probably 50 years, but I always considered what I was doing just kind of a pastime and a bit of a hobby, and I took a lot of classes through those years, but I never tried to market my things or really develop until right when he was very ill. I was taking classes at the new art school over here. My teacher, Milan Leo, is quite good. She's helped me a lot with mixing paint. She's helped me a lot in deciding what I should paint out of a photograph, for instance. I really feel I've profited a lot by her instruction.
Tell me about what you learned from her about mixing paint. I'm fascinated.
Of course, I mix paint in pretty heavy amounts so that I can use my palette knife. And then mixing paint is just really kind of almost an accident sometimes. But there are colors you mix to get to where you want to be. And you just have to learn that by doing. I don't think that anybody probably has the same process in mixing paint, but I don't have a particular formula. I'm not that structured. I've learned to mix colors, I think, fairly well. I have a long way to go.
What kind of paint do you use primarily?
I use all oil paint, but I just buy my paints at stores here.
You've got this exhibit, a one-person show. How many pieces will be in the show, and how much of a nervousness does this create?
Well, she came over the other day, and she walked out with 59 pieces.
Wow.
And, you know, and they've all primarily been done in the last 3 years.
Wow.
A few of them are watercolors that I did some years ago, because when I originally started painting, I loved watercolor, and I did that for probably at least 10 or 15 years. A few of these paintings are early watercolors that were probably done in the 80s, maybe, and 90s. But since I've just had a mad love affair now with oil paint.
If you were to describe stylistically your work, what words would you use?
Well, I would say that my paintings are pretty impressionistic. I have recently, in the last year, started becoming somewhat more abstract, and I'm really enjoying that. But I would say that they're all pretty generally not detailed paintings. They're just impressions.
The couple that Ruth attached in an email to me seemed to have some air in the landscape.
Well, I think a lot of that is just seeing the landscape and the sky or the fields in back of it. I think that a lot of that is trying not to overdo a painting, because it's much like writing. You can rewrite and rewrite and rewrite, or you can redo a painting and you go back into it 1,000 times, and sometimes it's just better left alone.
Now, I see you've exhibited with the Wastelanders as well.
I have.
You were shown in Paducah City Hall. You were active in the Iser for many, many years. I suspect you still are.
Active in the Iser since just shortly after it was founded. And I was friends with the people who were the founding fathers there. I was good friends with them. Although they were older, I admired them so much.
So you've had this inclination from the get-go?
Oh, gosh. I grew up in a very kind of artistic family. Now, they weren't so much painters as they were collectors. They loved fine old books, and they loved collecting paintings. And my mother would take me when I was very young to lots of museums and, you know, forced me to look.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I always just loved those trips, but I think probably in the long run it may have paid off.
Can you share with me a favorite museum?
I think without a doubt my most favorite museum is the Musée d'Orsay in Paris. It is, of course, the home of all of the wonderful Impressionists, and it is just a joy. It just almost brings me to my knees every time I go in there.
Are you going again this year?
Oh, sure. I will definitely do that, and I will go back to the Orangerie, see the Monet water lilies again.
Well, it sounds delightful, and I'm so pleased that we've been able to chat, and I know you'll have lots of friends at your reception.
Well, I hope it'll be, I know it'll be very nice. She has lovely, lovely receptions, and I will look forward to seeing anybody that wants to share my joy.
That's pretty exciting.
It's exciting for me. I'm really getting up there in age, and the fact that I'm still, you know, that I'm just sort of coming into my own now. I feel like I've worked really hard for a long time, and it's kind of coming to fruition. I hope to continue doing this. I hope my shelf life doesn't run out too soon.
Jane, thanks so much for talking with me.
You're quite welcome, Kate. Thanks for calling.